So, we're most happy.
This is recording, so it's not microphone.
So we're most happy to be back here with you nice devotees. We have, just coming back here, I was remembering all the, you know, how nice it was coming here before. I was very, very happy to come back here, to be with you all. This place has a special place in my heart, Tartu. Somehow Krishna has brought us all together. When I came in, I was just praying to Gaura Nithai that they can kindly engage me very nicely in their service, to serve them very nicely here. This Srishi Gaura Nithai, they have appeared. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sohodito Gaudriye Pushpabancho Chitrashandottamo Nuda. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Shri Krishna Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda. We're just like the sun and the moon. They've arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Goda to dissipate the dense darkness of ignorance in this age of Kali and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. So, how much we are needing that benediction of Shri Shri Gaura Nithai. Today, we just made the boat crossing from Helsinki to Tallinn. And on the Finland side, it is ice. The Gulf of Finland is ice. But the ship is very powerful. So, we came on one boat called Melodia. So this is a big, powerful boat. It just went barreling through the ice. So, I was thinking, this age of Kali is like that. Our consciousness, our Krishna consciousness is frozen. It's supposed to be in a liquid state. But this is the dark winter age, and it's very, very cold, spiritually cold age. You see? So that normal flowing Krishna consciousness, it becomes frozen solid. You can't taste the water when it's frozen. The water has to melt before you can drink it. So in this age, our Krishna consciousness is frozen solid. But if we have a very powerful ship, we can break through that ice. So that was like that today. You're going to be seeing this ship is breaking through the ice. And on the other level, by the wonderful power of this process of Krishna consciousness, the ice-like consciousness becomes melted. We can break through it. So that breaking through, we can do it individually, but it's not so easy. You see? Because it is said man is a social animal. We like to have friends. We like to have company, you know, persons who can accompany us in our activity. So if we are associating with persons whose consciousness is frozen by the influence of Kali, you see, then we will become frozen also. But if we associate, on the other hand, with persons whose hearts have melted in love of God, then our hearts will also melt. And we will taste the sweet, sweet nectar of Krishna Krishna praying, love of Krishna. In this material world, we are running. Ah, the boys are looking. Where is a girl, you see? And the girls are looking. Where is a boy? I want to enjoy, you see? Isn't it? But if we can simply find out where is Krishna, any girl you may fall in love with, or any boy you may fall in love with, you see, what is it? It's some rotting body that has to be bathed, regulated, or it stinks, isn't it? But we actually look at it, just some rotting body, it stinks. But by the mercy of Sri Sri Goindatai, who are distributing love of Krishna freely everywhere, we can actually develop attraction. We can develop an attraction for that original Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose form never gets old, never gets sick, and is just unlimitedly beautiful, unlimitedly wonderful, full of all power, all beauty, all renunciation, all knowledge, all wealth, and all fame. So we're very happy that by the grace of Lord Sri Krishna, that He has allowed us to come. I always wonder, you know, you come to all these checkpoints with your passport. You know, always wonder. Well, you never know. All this politics in this material world. You never know. You put your passport on the counter and they look in the computer. Will we allow this person in the country or not? I'm always feeling it, dependent on Krishna at every step. You never know what can happen. But I was very happy when Krishna allowed us to enter to Estonia today. Because I've been so much missing you nice devotees here in Tartu. Just always hankering, when will I go back to Tartu? When will I come back to Tartu? So again, we can relish together the sweet nectar of Krishna consciousness. There's nothing so sweet, there's nothing so sublime, there is nothing so wonderful as this Krishna consciousness. As Prabhupada said, simply wonderful. Simply wonderful. There's no need to torture yourself anymore in this material world. No need. Why torture yourself in this material existence, running after sense gratification? It's crazy. It's madness. What do you gain by that temporary sense gratification? Will you gain anything? Punak punash charvata charvananam. You can squeeze some pleasure out of sex life. You can squeeze some pleasure out of the pleasure of the tongue or the ears or the eyes, but it's simply nothing more than the combination of the senses with the sense objects. No matter how hard you squeeze, there's hardly anything left. Nothing really there. Just like when we were doing our Govardhan Parikrama in Vrindavan. Every year we go to India, we do Govardhan Parikrama. Takes 7 hours or something. Walking. By the time you get near the end, you're a little tired, but on the last quarter of the parikrama, there's all these sugarcane juice stands. So it's always a very good opportunity to sit down, get some sugarcane juice to get your energy up and finish the parikrama. So he has one machine that he puts the wala, he puts the sugar cane, the juice wala, he puts the cane through this thing machine, it squeezes all the juice. So he runs that cane through there many, many times and gets all the juice out of it. Now if some beggar comes along and then he just throws the sugar cane, because he squeezed all the juice out of it with a very heavy-duty machine. gasoline-powered. I mean, very heavy-duty. If you put your hand in there, you would lose your hand instantly. It's a very heavy-duty machine. So if some poor man comes, he picks it up. Oh, I'm going to see if there's any juice in there. He will not get any. There's nothing left. It's all gone. So this material world is like that. If there was any pleasure to be had in this material world, it was long time ago squeezed out. There's nothing left. Nothing left. So why should we try to squeeze pleasure out of this bag of flesh? You see? Why don't we just take the pleasure where there is an unlimited ocean of pleasure? Do you realize that in one pure chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, there is so much nectar that the entire universe cannot contain that nectar? Can you imagine a gulab jamun that has so much juice in it that no matter how hard you squeeze it, more juice comes, and more juice comes, and more juice comes? That ultimate gulab jamun is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we have come today to bring you this juicy, juicy gulab jamun. And we hope you will take a big bite of that gulab jamun and savor it with deep, deep appreciation. This is our humble request. We're here now in Tartu until Thursday morning. So we will just have a big gulab jamun festival. Mm-hmm. 24 hours a day gulab jamun festival. The gulab jamun of Krishna's holy name, and also Krishna's fame, his form, his qualities, his entourage, his paraphernalia, his dham, his teachings, etc., 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 etc. There is no limit to Krishna. You are limited and I am limited. You see? But Krishna is unlimited. He's absolutely unlimited. So once you get connected with Krishna and start to develop a relationship with Krishna, then that relationship can grow and expand and multiply and become more deep, more profound, more sweet, more meaningful, more exciting, more adventurous, unlimitedly for all of eternity. Once you actually get fixed in Krishna consciousness, you will never be bored with it. In fact, a Krishna conscious person can simply sit and think of Krishna. Let's say he's, you know, just like today we had to wait to stand for 1 hour with nothing to do except stand there in the boat terminal waiting for the, you know. We had nothing to do there. You just had to stand there with your luggage and just stand there and imagine a good crowd of people for 1 hour. So a Krishna conscious person, he can just sit in one place or stand in one place and just think of Krishna and be completely enlightened. A Krishna conscious person could actually sit and in one place for a long time and just think of Krishna and be totally enlightened just by thinking of Krishna. Of course, because the world is suffering for lacking Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada wants us to become very, very active for spreading Krishna consciousness. It's not that we are to become Babaji's. Yes, I will just sit down. I will go to the Estonian forest and I will just sit. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. No. We have our morning program where we do our own personal sadhana. We dive very deeply into the holy names. We dive very deeply into meditating on the beautiful form of the Lord, and the beautiful pastimes of the Lord, the beautiful teachings of the Lord, the beautiful devotees of the Lord. We absorb ourselves in a wonderful program of hearing and chanting. And then, during the day, we do everything that we can, either directly by preaching work or through our occupational duties. As a student, as a worker, as a professional, we try to connect that with pushing forward Krishna consciousness for the benefit of the suffering souls of this age. And in this way, we live a life which is an adventure at every minute, an exciting adventure. So the things we read about in, you know, in the famous novels of the world, or the things we see on the screen of the famous movies, hankering to live a life of adventure and romance at every minute, you see. That life in the material world is a false dream. But in Krishna consciousness, it's real. It's real. So therefore, what fool would not surrender to Krishna? Only an unenlightened idiot would not surrender to Krishna. The Bhagavatam describes those persons who don't surrender to Krishna. Shiva vidvara ushtra kadai samstutak purushak pushu na jata karma pato peto jato nama gada guraja. You know the Sanskrit? You don't know the Sanskrit. You have to become learned in this philosophy. Those persons who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses, praise those men who do not listen to the transcendental pastime of Lord Sri Krishna, the deliverer from all evil. So, those persons who don't want to hear about Krishna, and who glorify those persons who don't want to hear about Krishna, they are described not as human beings. They are described as dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. So you may wonder why the world is so messed up. Well, you know what happens when the dogs go to the, on election day, when the dogs, the hogs, and the camels and asses go to vote, who will they vote for? You see, the dogs will vote for a big dog. The hogs will vote for a big hog. The camels will vote for, you know, the camel who has the tallest neck, the longest neck. And the asses will vote for that ass who brays the loudest. Hee-haw, hee-haw. Whichever ass brays the loudest, they'll vote for him, you see. So wherever can muster the most voters that day, the dogs, the hogs, the camels, and the asses, he will win and become prime minister. So that's why the world, the countries, the nations of the world are not in a peaceful state. Their leaders are simply dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. So in this Krishna Gana's movement, we want to change them. We want to educate the people in general. Don't vote for a dog, hog, camel, or ass. You must vote for a devotee. So that day will come when actually devotees will run for office and win all over the world. That day will come. If we preach. If we preach. So we must preach out of compassion for the fallen souls of this. Even if it's difficult, even if it's troublesome, even if it's an austerity, we must preach to spread this Krishna consciousness movement for the sake of the fallen souls of this age. So, does anyone have any questions? You have no questions?
I think I have a question, but I think it is a stupid question.
It's too what?
Stupid.
No. The question that is not asked, that is stupid. But to ask the question, that is not stupid. So you must ask the question. What is the question?
We're talking about preaching. Even we have to preach, even if it is difficult.
Yeah, I'm saying that we must preach even if it's difficult. Yes. So, what is the question?
But how to preach when it's difficult?
When it's difficult, You can always give them some prasadam. Prasadam is the universal heart melter. Everyone, practically everyone, likes prasadam. So you can, if nothing else, give them some prasadam. Let them hear the holy name. Instead of you trying to preach, you offer them one book and say, read this book, it's an amazing book. If you're in the mood of serving people and helping them, they will appreciate your genuine love and compassion. And they will be interested, because in this world, how many people genuinely love you? I mean, everybody's just trying to exploit you in this world. If you can genuinely love someone, you see, and want to help them by giving them a book, they will sense you that you're a different sort of person than the average person walking around Tartu. This person is different. Let me see what's in this book. What has made this person different? I want to read this book. So we'll continue later on. We'll have an evening class tonight. And so we're very happy to be here. Anyone who has personal questions, also you can meet myself and Mataji. We're here to offer personal counseling to anyone who needs it. So we'll have public sessions, private sessions are available, whatever you want. 3 days of Krishna Katha. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Mm-hmm.